You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome today's guests, the strong and powerful Zach Zenda and Mike Sirocco. Gentlemen, are you ready to do this?
We're ready, George.
I like it. Let's
ready
go.
Ready to go.
Zach is a CFBS, financial advisor. Mike is an MBA and CFBS. They are financial advisors with Emeritus Wealth Group. I'm excited to have you on. Gentlemen, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. No, thanks so much for having us. I'll kick it off. Personal lives, I grew up in northern New Jersey. Zach and I started in the business together back in 2013, so coming up on our ninth year in the financial planning, wealth management world. For us, I think it started out of wanting to be in our own business and then just really developed helping more clients. And for something in our world that's as simple as, you know, money, investments, financial planning, we know that a lot of people have some questions, confusion, get a little uncomfortable when it comes to the topic. So we obviously love helping the clients and building our own brand and business, but I think we really just like giving back, helping people with a topic that's unfortunately not too well discussed, not too well researched, and a lot of people just don't know where to start.
Yeah, I think, George, thanks for having us on here today. I mean, Mike kind of alluded to it right there where, you know, we're in the business of helping people. And I think, like Mike had just said, that a lot of people, it's taboo to kind of talk about money, talk about their finances with other people. And that's what we do on a daily basis is trying to help people kind of navigate this financial world that's confusing, convoluted, a lot of things going on, a lot of buzzwords that people don't understand. And our job is to try to simplify it for people on a day in and day out basis to help them really just make the best financial decisions for today and for their futures.
Yeah, well, I appreciate all that. It is a massive area, personal finance, financial planning. Is there a certain area that y'all concentrate on most?
Yeah, I'll kind of jump on that, Mike, kind of to finish it up. But we really focus on two aspects of financial planning. One is the wealth management side, so helping people, build their wealth, whether that's in retirement accounts, brokerage accounts, and really helping them kind of save for their future, for retirement, or for other financial goals, whether those are short-term or medium-term goals. So, we've built a well-rounded wealth management practice. And then we deal a lot with on the insurance planning. So we talk a lot about on the life insurance, disability, long-term care, and then, you know, getting a little bit more into details with business owners that we work with, you know, helping them on their group benefits, ancillary benefits, their health insurance needs. So that's kind of the focus that we have within our practice.
Perfect. I like it. So do you find that when you're talking about wealth management and then the insurance piece, I don't think that there's necessarily that many advisors out there that are talking about both of those things or are comfortable talking about both of those things. How do you think about merging those two? Or just, I guess we talked about how people aren't necessarily all that comfortable talking about financial stuff in general. Do you find that that's helpful to be able to bring both of those together?
Yeah, we definitely think it's helpful. I think maybe just to clarify or to kind of think about what most clients or prospective clients tell us on a daily, weekly basis, it's most people have met with someone or know someone that does something in the financial world, right? They say, my neighbor's an advisor, or this person has tried to sell me insurance, or this person manages this. So I think trying to define it, there's a lot of people out there in our world that say, I'm an advisor, I do this or that. And for us, it's been a natural growth in the business because we've always, you know, we got insurance license, we got investment license very early on in the business. So we've always been able to help add value in all of those areas. But I think often our profession gets a bad rap because there's many people that are out there maybe just doing one or the other, but waving this flag, oh, I'm a financial advisor, I manage wealth, I help with these specific things. But if they really do or don't, it's difficult for a client to kind of decipher that. So for us, it definitely adds value because we can help hit on all topics. And we always, at its core, tell people or ask people, are your goals in line with your money? And often they're not. So we're just trying to help kind of close that gap for clients, families, individuals, business owners, and what have you.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? When you ask people that question, are your goals in line with your money? Do people understand what you mean?
At first, great question. At first, not really. Or they say, yeah, absolutely. You know, my husband and I just sat down, or my parents and I just went over their estate plan, or whatever the topic might be. But then we start to ask more questions and uncover things. No different than we work with a lot of physicians as one of our markets, and a lot of the time we relate to that. And we say, when's the last time you went to the doctor? He said, I'm not feeling well, and they just gave me the prescription. Right now, they want to kind of do an exam. They want to analyze your body and all these things going on. We do the same thing. We say, well, hey, let's help understand and see where your finances are, money, debt, savings, investment. And then from there, we kind of help prescribe the right medication or the financial plan and the tools to get there. But yeah, most people probably need some clarity and explanation on that. And they're looking for us or someone like us to help guide them in the right direction.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, right? I think sometimes we are conditioned to just wanting somebody to fill the order of the thing that I want, right? It's like, well, why don't you just give me the thing? But that just like a physician, it would almost be, I guess, malpractice for you to walk into a doctor's office and say, give me a prescription for XYZ, and right, for them to just give you those pills.
No, I was going to say, I think a lot of people want, you know, they want things to happen really quick. And like you said, you don't just walk in and get the prescription and walk out the door. I mean, we really try to make sure that people understand, you know, are their goals in line with their money? And a lot of times they're not. And I think it's hard for people to really kind of understand that right away. And I think that's what we do, is we become this resource for clients and kind of their accountability partner in a way where they're not only just responsible for themselves and their family, but they've got to talk to us. Like, are they doing the things that we discussed, you know, to achieve their goals and get them to where they want to be, whether that's, you know, a year from now, 2 years, 5, 10 years down the road. And I think, like Mike said, we've been working together since 2013, and we've had clients now for, you know, almost the better part of a decade. And seeing those clients continue to reach those financial goals, it's, you know, it really does work. It's like anything else. If you stick to it and you continue to review and go back to your goals, you know, you can achieve those different things. But like most goals, people fail to get to the results that they want because it's just a little bit more difficult than they anticipated. So, you know, our job is to try to, you know, keep people in line and keep people on track for their goals here.
And it is a process, right? You talk about how you've been working with the same clients for 10 years or so, and the relationship doesn't necessarily happen immediately, and the whole plan doesn't necessarily always happen immediately. It'd be great that if it did, but these things do take time, and it takes time to help educate. It takes time to develop trust, and I think that really goes to the importance of having a process that you take people through.
Exactly. And again, we have that process. It's funny. You talk about trust and process, developing relationships. It's kind of weird for us. We feel like we just got in this. We know many advisors that have been doing this 20, 30, 40 years, and we look at it and feel sometimes like we've been doing it for that long, but we have to take a step back, say we're still only in, you know, this first 10 years of the business and growing, and the world's ever changing, right? Often these people, like Zach said, we've known them, building relationships, helping with many things. They think it's just this straight line. Okay, I'll do this. I'll meet with the, you know, team every 6 months, every quarter, every year, whatever their review schedule is set up as. But, oh, what happens? Well, they change jobs. They have a child. They buy a new house. They buy an investment property. And as these goals and things in their life change, well, so their finances need to as well, right? But I think it's just why people need an advisor at its core, right? Just having someone as an outlet or a coach to talk to, right? I'm just thinking, I literally just went out to breakfast with my five-year-old niece, and it's funny, you're taught as you grow up, right? Never ask anyone how much money they make. Never ask anyone about their finances, right? It's like ingrained in children. I remember my parents telling me that. And what do? The first couple minutes and times that we meet people, ask them how much money they make, ask them where their goals are, their savings. So it's just a unique dynamic where I think people, you know, need that hand holding along the way to get comfortable.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Such an interesting thing, right? That we are, there's certain things which have been ingrained in us that it's impolite to talk about. And so just to think that people are just going to be comfortable doing that and to start doing it right away is just not necessarily the case. And to your point, you know, life changes and circumstances change and what our priorities for us certainly change. And so things need to be updated. Are there certain things that you, you know, aside from just talking about it, that you find, geez, I really wish more people did this consistently, or if people did this, then they'd be in a way better place? Are there certain things that sort of come to mind?
Zach, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I think if people truly saved systematically on a monthly basis, every single person and every single client did that, people would be in such a better place financially, whether that's a year later, 5 years later, or 20 years later. You know, we make this, we talk about in our meetings with people with their 401ks and why, you know, majority of Americans, if they have a good amount of money saved up, it's sitting in a retirement account or a 401k or a 403b or, you know, 457 plan. And the reason is because it's systematic. It comes out of their paycheck. You know, if they're paid biweekly, you know, it comes out, you know, every 2 weeks they get paid, money gets taken out. They don't even see it. They don't think about it. They may or may not get a match from their company. And they start to just put money away and it's out of sight, out of mind. And I think we try to coach our clients to try to systematically save as much as possible monthly, quarterly. You know, we have, you know, certain clients that get paid in different ways, but I think if people saved on a systematic basis, just not only just in their 401ks and retirement accounts, but outside of that, you know, people would be in a much better financial situation, you know, a year, 5 years, 10 years later. And unfortunately, most people just live for today and don't think about that. So that's definitely one thing that I would say would make people's financial lives a whole lot better, you know, in the long term.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I agree. The only thing I would add into that would be just having some of these regular conversations. And even if it's not with an advisor to start, maybe it's with, you know, someone that you do feel close with, a family member, if you're married or, you know, have a significant other, a spouse. We just meet with people and have these conversations all the time. And we'll say, hey, when's the last time you know, thought about this? Or when's the last time you sat down with your husband or wife or your business partner and talked about these things? And people get so busy in their own lives and caught up with things that sometimes, oh, it's been a little bit, or if they have an existing advisor, hey, when's the last time you talked with your advisor, had a review? We just, you know, brought on a new client last week who runs a significant business in New Jersey. And they said, oh, we haven't really talked to our advisor in about 2 to 3 years. We said 2 to 3 years. And, you know, even if it's a $2,000 account or a $20 million account or anywhere in between, it's too long a time to not review things. And I think it's, again, people don't know who to turn to. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but having regular conversations as your world and needs and the economy changes, right? The pandemic has taught us anything, right? It's what's important. It's that things can change and be very volatile in a quick period of time. So that's where I think it's just having these conversations and being able to review things is going to keep you on the best track. Obviously savings, 401k, all these things, but just at its core, making time in our worlds when we're all so busy and on social media and on the internet and, you know, go, to be able to say, hey, let me take a step back. Let me pause. Let me just kind of reset, see where I'm at and make sure that I am on track.
Yeah, I think that those are both really, I think it's both really well said right there. And we are hectic, and if we can make things systematic in our savings, and if we can make things systematized or just consistent in the conversations that we have about money. I mean, the more consistent we can be about everything, just checking in with our spouse or our kids, our business partners, our friends, and certainly about our money. That's really, I mean, there's no magic wand. There's nothing that's going to guarantee our success. But if we can do those two things, I think that that really, really positions ourselves for long-term success.
Right.
I love
it. Absolutely.
Well, Zach and Mike, the people are ready for your difference-making tip or tips. What do you have for them?
Yeah, I'll go first. Again, we have a lot, but I think if I could just boil it down to one, I would say the thing that sticks out for us, both from a recommendation standpoint in their financial world, as well as even in probably any line of business, or if you're running your own business like we are, is don't be afraid to ask for help, right? We're big believers in asking for help, going into our inner circles, centers of influence, different people, friends, family, saying, hey, we need your help, right? And if you're in a position that you think you need some help financially, well, don't be afraid to ask for help from an advisor or someone that you might know and you're a friend. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about this. It's such a unnerving topic that people, again, don't want to discuss. You're not taught a lot of these things in school, at least in the education systems that we were brought up in. So to ask for help, I think, can often help you get in the right direction, and just not letting things go too far. Like Zach said, hey, saving earlier, saving more often, saving on a consistent basis. Well, asking for help and getting these things going. It's so funny that we meet with people all the time, and almost every person says, I wish I had met you. Or, I wish I had talked to someone like you 10, 20, 25 years. A lot of our clients are pre-retirees, right? They're right about to get to retirement, or they're in retirement. And they said, man, I wish I had sat down and looked at this stuff when I was your age or when I was younger. Well, doing that, I think, can just set you up on that track. And it's just often saying, hey, I need your help, right? If you're asking her, hey, I want to sell you something, I want to do this, it's probably not going to work out. But if you said, I really just need some help, most people, I don't think, are going to turn that conversation away.
Yeah, that's really well said. I would say that the difference maker is having an accountability partner. And that's, I think that's what Mike and myself and our team really strive to help our clients, is being that accountability partner, being that advisor, being that friend, mentor. I mean, I read something recently is, you know, you need to have a mentor. You need to have somebody to look up to or to communicate with and kind of learn from. And I think that's what Mike and myself do with our clients on a daily basis. I feel like, you know, we don't sell anything in particular. We really just guide, advise, and help people make financial decisions. And financial decisions in many different ways. It's not just, hey, well, you know, where should we invest our dollars, or, you know, what insurance company should we put, you know, buy this from? It's really just helping them, guide them, make the best decisions, you know, talk about the different things going on in their world. Sometimes I feel like, you know, we become people's therapists in a way, but having the accountability for our clients, for ourselves, you know, for the people around us, I think that's the difference makers. If you can be accountable, you know, not only just to yourself, but to the people that that you're working with on a daily basis, like us as advisors, you know, that can really set you apart, you know, over the long term.
Well, I think that is great stuff. Let's definitely get it. Come on. Well, Zach and Mike, thank you both so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Sure. Yeah, we're on all the outlets. You can go to our website, emerituswealthgroup.com. You can find us on Instagram. It's at The Financial Guides. And again, it's Emeritus Wealth Group, E-M-E-R-I-T-U-S, Wealth Group. Again, a great thing for us through the pandemic. And as we've continued to grow and expand, we're licensed in about 20 different states. And, you know, we work with people all throughout the country, many different professions, mainly on a relationship or referral basis. But we're always open to helping, having conversations, and never turning away any new clients or questions that might come about.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Zach and Mike your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to emerituswealthgroup.com. That's E-M-E-R-I-T-U-S, wealthgroup.com, and check out all the great resources and get in touch. Thanks again, Zach and Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
And you too. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.